This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be opening the phones up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is going to be posted up on screen in a little while. I'll give that out to you, but I see Zach and Joe and Mad Christian, Mark, Keith, John, and others patiently holding. We'll get to all of you. But Paul Watson has done a video that I won't have time to play all of today. George Orwell would have supported Antifa. The Huffington Post has come out in a big article. Twitter user School InfoWars editor overclaimed that Orwell rolls in his grave with Antifa. And his point was Antifa had signs up saying, be peaceful, while they were the ones attacking people. So war is peace. But they go on to say, oh, he fought in the Spanish Revolution against Franco, so he's an anti-fascist. If you actually read Down and Out in Paris and his book about Catalonia, and I've literally read everything Orwell's written publicly. I ended up getting into it back in college, and I read all his books. And obviously, we run InfoWars. And he'd been a Fabian socialist. He turned against it all, gave lists of all the socialists and communists he knew in 1948 before he died to the Ministry of Defense so they could pull the agents out of government. And basically 1984 launched the Cold War and launched Winston Churchill when he got back into power's Iron Curtain speeches and the rest of it. So George Orwell was a hardcore anti-communist because he would go out and fight the fascists and then come back and watch the communists having sex with, you know, five women an hour and drinking, fine brandy and caviar and then killing anybody good-looking or smart in the communist ranks because they were threatened by him. He said this is the ultimate class system. These people are worse than the fascists. And he was shot in the throat and almost died fighting the fascists. He wasn't endorsing the fascists. And by the time he worked at MI6, or OSS at the time, in World War II as a propagandist against the Nazis, he just recognized we're fighting one evil and we're another evil. And he wrote 1984, and he wrote a bunch of essays and books explaining 1984 is about Stalin and communism and how it's the ultimate evil. And how he thought they would make it more sophisticated in the future. And just get rid of fascists and communists and have a technocracy. Now, if you want to be a real intellectual, you'd know what Eric Blair actually said. You wouldn't just sit there and go, he fought against fascists. And then they don't even in the article say where he fought. They don't even say he fought the Spanish Civil War. Ernest Hemingway was in the Spanish Civil War. And he was a classical liberal. So up front, they thought socialists and stuff meant well because they were fighting fascists. They believed in the little guy. They had bleeding hearts. But he wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls about stories and composites he reported on while reporting for major newspapers in that conflict in the late 1930s. And Ernest Hemingway, read For Who the Bell Tolls. It's all about the dirtbag communist losing the war and rounding people up and just drinking alcohol, having sex all day instead of actually doing something and how they get the money from the poor farmers that would give everything they had to the communists to beat the fascists. And then they would just give them a new form of socialism, a new form of communalism, a new form of feudalism, basically. So I've actually read For Whom the Bell Tolls 3 times. I've actually read 1984 7 times. I've actually read To Kill an Elephant. I've actually read Down and Out in Paris. I've actually read it all and understood it. And your great socialist Fabian Socialist, number two in the Fabian Socialist Society, guru, helped launch the Cold War against communism. So stick that in your pipe.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy. I thought I was the chosen one.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we've launched The Real News with Evan Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. On Wednesday, we're going to kick off the new transmission right in the middle of the week with Owen Schroyer. That's going to be the War Room with a whole collection of experts and analysts who are always right by the phone or right by their computer to be called right when something breaks. Experts on national security, the economy, firefighters, police, paramilitary, school teachers, professors, nuclear physicists. We're creating them. List for David's show and for Owen's show that just right as stuff breaks, we call them. Same thing here. This is InfoWars Live. You know, when I started syndicated radio 20 years ago, they said, you need to be your name for the Arbitron, for the ratings. But really, this broadcast is InfoWars. That's what it is. I'm Alex Jones, and I do the show here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then we have Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., which was the best thing I ever did 11 years ago. I said, let me give stations a live taste of what they might be scared of during the week. And we went from like 100 and something affiliates to over 200 affiliates very, very quickly doing that, giving folks a taste. And so we're going to have some best ofs of the weekday shows as well for stations to get a taste. But I want to go live at least 20 hours a day by the middle of next year. We're talking about 9 months from now. I'd like to have folks on from 5 a.m. in the morning until midnight. And it's not that I'm in competition with Coast to Coast AM or don't want to be in competition with them. I'm just going to leave that to George Norrie and Coast to Coast and the great work they're doing. I'm just on his show a few weeks ago. We're going to leave that there. And you know, we think we even can't compete with him. So we're going to leave that open. But we're going to be here 20 hours a day live is our goal, so that as things break and as things happen, we're kind of like a live radio / TV show Twitter feed. Where it's all right there. And that's why I was here Saturday and I was here today. And I'm not bragging about that. Let me tell you something. You get the Secretary of Defense saying we're getting ready to militarily strike North Korea if they do one more thing. You've got them testing hydrogen bombs and threatening to attack Seoul preemptively or Tokyo. I mean, this is incredible. There's the Guardian's headline. North Korea threats the U.S. will be met with massive military response, says Defense Secretary Mattis. We are in a serious situation. Let's put that on screen one more time. North Korea threats. See, he's telling them. He's been letting them threaten and been saying, let's have meetings and been trying to, you know, get the hawks to back down. And now Mattis goes, okay, any more threats? That means any more talk, any more missiles, any more shooting around over the coast of Japan, any more. We're just locked and loaded. And now Putin's come out and said the U.S. is getting ready to strike them and has signaled that Russia isn't going to stand down. And look, if North Korea was threatening to attack Russia, I would support Russia attacking them preemptively. Because if somebody's got a gun pointed at you saying we're going to attack you, I don't blame them. But again, I don't want an escalation. I don't want a war. I don't want dead North Korean soldiers, even though they're a bunch of brainwashed parasites feeding on their own people. I want to see North Koreans free. I have empathy for them. Just because they're in a horrible situation, I don't feel like I'm some type of elitist who feels good about himself. I feel bad. I don't need to play the race card here. But my sister's adopted from Korea. A ghost child. A woman gets pregnant on a wedlock. The child's not even recognized. Thrown on the street. Beautiful, wonderful person. Wonderful human soul. I love her. She works here at InfoWars. Does a great job. Getting married soon. Love her. Man to be her fiance, great guy. I don't need to sit here and say I'm not racist because I love all humans. I don't like people that are racist against me because I'm a creature of the Ice Age, horrible creature associated with technology and science, horrible creature associated with prosperity, horrible creature associated with virtue, who can be bullied into doing whatever I'm told. Somebody tells me I'm a bad person because there's virtue in all of the human family. But we're so close to oblivion right now, and there are a lot of worlds in the universe, you know, you just know, that made it to where we're at and destroyed themselves. And I'm a fan of humanity. And I want us to survive and make it. We're going to go to break and come back and take your calls just briefly because CJ's pointing this out. I do like one plug an hour when I do it. Other talk radio, it's every segment, and I don't blame them. A lot of talk radio is going bankrupt. It's been a rough economy. Thank God new jobs numbers are the best they've been in 15 years. Small business numbers the best since 1984. And globalists are just so upset, screaming Trump's a racist as he hugged and kissed over 100 black babies down there. Never saw Obama do that. They kept the crowds back. We got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale's going to have to end in the next few days because we're going to sell out of Super Male Vitality. I was like, why are we running ads for Super Female Vitality? It's about to sell out. Super Male Vitality is concentrated, cold-pressed herbs that you should need to experience for yourself. But regardless, you're supporting the broadcast. It's 57% off right now. You can get a combo with X2, the good halogen, the purest, cleanest, deep earth iodine that we've been able to find. It's amazing. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 for 57% off as well. But it's going to end in the next 48 hours because we don't get more of it until late October, early November. And even at this sale, it means if I sell it at a regular price, it's going to sell it in a few weeks. So we're gonna end that sale in the next few days. And again, X2 is so amazing. Try it for yourself. Consult a physician. Maybe take lower dosages at first because it's really amazing. And the detox most folks go through in about 3 weeks doesn't feel too well for a couple days. Feel like a mule kicked me in the head. But after that, it's like when you carry one of your kids on your shoulders and then you're going up a hill. And once you take them off, you feel like you're flying. It's kind of like that, but kind of 2, 3, 4 weeks in, you kind of have this detox most people do. And then as your body kind of shifts off using bad halogens in your glands and shifts into good ones, this is how I personally understand it. Redo your own research. This is my personal testimony. Then it's like coming out of a fog. The problem is you start using it as a crutch. But iodine is key. Whether it's Super Male or whether it's X2 or whether it's powder for selenium, they're all 57% off right now individually or with the combo. We've never offered sales like that. We had our biggest overall sales of total number of items last month and a half. That ended a week ago. This is the new targeted sale. Never 57% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, just spread the articles and the videos at NewsWars.com, our new big site that loads really fast on your phones. It's a lightweight site. By lightweight, in a good way, it's really not a lot of graphics, really clean. NewsWars.com. I want to thank folks for their support. Spread the word about NewsWars. And I see callers calling in about HARP and need to pray for the president and the central bank and Congress. And I see John and I see Zach calling in about North Korea. And it's okay. The other callers will go to you. But I want to talk to callers about North Korea. How big a threat is this? Where do you see this going? What do you think we should do? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX is the number. Let's go out to break with this clip. We're going to break in about a minute and a half. Let's go out to break with Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch. Huge developments. Where Comey knew the Clintons were guilty. already certified he wasn't going to prosecute him when he did the interview for public consumption. Caught in amazing fraud. This is so big. Here it is.
Remember when former FBI Director James Comey let Hillary Clinton off the hook in the email investigation?
Well, now two Republican senators are claiming that Comey was ready to clear Clinton before the investigation was over, even drafting an exoneration statement months beforehand. Here to weigh in is the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. Tom, so we're going to here's a little bit of a letter that both Senators Grassley and Graham sent to the FBI, and they pointed this out. It says, it appears that in April or early May of 2016, Mr. Comey had already decided he would issue a statement exonerating Secretary Clinton. That was long before FBI agents finished their work. To your average American, this looks like a system that is rigged to let her off the hook no matter what.
Exactly. It was written before he had interviewed, or the FBI and Justice Department had interviewed Hillary Clinton and 16 other witnesses, including her IT aides, her chief of staff, virtually anyone of importance in the investigation, and explains why a lot of those folks got those controversial immunity agreements.
Absolutely. They absolved them before they did the show interviews. More of that straight ahead. But first, your phone calls. Spread the word about the live show on local stations or InfoWars.com/show.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Infowars.com/show. Newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. You're the power of Infowars. People call in thanking me all the time, and I'm like, you look in the mirror, you're the reason we're here. Look, we've got more than 15 videos or more I saw this week with more than a million views. Rarely do we have four or five videos in a week that all have 10 million views or more. And my frustration is they're important videos that got all those views, but they're not as important as Trump and the hurricane video we've got of him hugging all these kids and people and the love fest that went on. It just unifies the country. It's a salve on a wound, not salt. And, you know, it went up 2 hours ago and only has 37,000 views. I mean, it needs 5 million views. It's just powerful. It's at newswars.com. Please, 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 please get it out. It's so important. And it's the real Trump. I'm not going to get into it. I know the secrets that are all about Trump from my sources. And he hates bullies. He hates the big guy. He hates the establishment. He really cares about the general public, women, children, minorities, you name it. And he gets energized by the crowds and the public when everybody else is demonizing him and attacking him. And Mark Dice put out some really funny tweets where he's hugging a black baby. It's like, oh, Trump's choking a black baby, or he's handing somebody food, like Trump's taking food away from somebody. But that's what the media does. He's like, horrible white supremacists, horrible bad people, and the Antifa, too, out there attacking her bad people, too. Oh, my gosh, you didn't. No, you only. We forced the Democrats to now admit they're evil. They were listed as terrorists today. So I'm going to go to your phone calls. Now, I said I'd talk to folks about North Korea because it's the big enchilada. But I'll talk to everybody. Zach and Joe and Mad Christian and Mark and Keith and John and Philip and Chris and Sean and Deborah. And if you're mad, it's fine. Just back off from your phone so it doesn't distort it. And don't cuss, because we've got a delay. We got to hit the delay once. It takes 10 seconds to build back up. Somebody cusses, hang up on them, including guests, because I've been on the air 20 years. We've had a few of the cuss words get through on our stations. And I promised one station last week in California, I said, they cuss, they're off, because they know what they're doing. They cuss. And they wait 20 seconds before it's built back up or whatever, or right after they do it again. So you want to get hung up on? YouTube and folks and Facebook will still see you cussing on the streams. The thing is, we're under FCC rules. We're held under a microscope. Keep your potty mouth to a zero. And mine too. I get upset. I've got so upset I've cussed before. Thing is, they've got a delay in there. I don't do it very often. But, you know, sometimes I just can't handle it. And so I understand, but just don't do it. Gosh, I want to go to your calls, but man, it's come out that they gave the Clintons immunity and said they wouldn't be prosecuted before they did the interviews, so they did them for public consumption. Man, that's fraud by Comey. He's such a dirty criminal, and he knows he is, so he wants to change the subject to Trump being one, and Mueller, oh, what a crook. Oh, the president's crime is 1.6 million new jobs and 500 billion in new overall infrastructure investment and 4 trillion in the stock market. And our own media rooting for North Korea against the president is just so crazy. It's so crazy now. I don't even know what to do anymore. that Sessions and Hillary, Deborah wants to talk about, Sean wants to talk about North Korea, Chris wants to talk about North Korea, Philip wants to talk about North Korea, John wants to talk about North Korea, Keith wants to talk about HAARP, Sam wants to talk about need to pray for Trump, I agree. Praying just gets us in line with God. That's what it's all about, because God's free will. We got to say, God, we're here. We want to interface with you. And that ends up chain reaction, giving us the data, the connection, the discernment that we need. Zach in Tampa, Joe in Indiana, Mad Christian, we're going to get to all of you. Who's up first? Who's been holding the longest here? Zach, the Lego Maniac from Tampa, you're on the air about North Korea. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's great to be back on, and I just wanted to say greetings from CENTCOM in beautiful Tampa, Florida. I just wanted to connect some dots from a military intelligence perspective when it comes to this North Korea issue, which really is a Clinton-Cheney-Obama strategic patience problem issue. This has been going on for decades through these administrations, and now we have a president ready to deal with it. What we see going on right now is we have to realize that we have to look at this through a art of the deal, the apprentice lens. Trump is using Tillerson and Haley in these diplomatic capacities to tie up any loose ends that we could salvage when it comes to what we did diplomatically with this debacle of strategic patience. So he's getting everything we could get done with our partners which surround it, but he's being forced to a limit now that quite frankly has triggered the defensive kinetic algorithms within our military, and there's no going back at this point. It's brilliant from a diplomatic point of view, but it's very troubling from a military point of view, and just us as a humanity. This is very dire.
Well, the big question is, as I said, are China and North Korea going to stand down? A, will there be a strike? B, will China and North Korea stand, or China and Russia stand down? And then the other big question is, will the U.S. strike enough to decapitate the regime so that he can't wreak havoc?
The answers to all those are hopefully yes. That's the plan here. So what you see Trump doing, which is brilliant because he's not showing his hand. You have to realize this is his first year. And if you read the art of the deal, this is kind of what he does. The first year is all about salvage. The second year is all about savage. So he's doing what he can. He's putting us in the best possible situation here. But he's getting the military leaders in place to make this kinetic movement because the troop recalls that have already been put in place, the things that have been triggered here, there's just no going back regardless of who was in office. But we have to give a lot of credit to Trump in tandem with his military leaders, because how this is going to be looked at in many years from now is going to be brilliant. Right now it's kind of confusing what's going on. Does he know what he's doing? Ladies and gentlemen, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, no, he's already gotten China and Russia, who've never backed off on a strike on Korea, to signal that they're going to stand down. I mean, they basically decried North Korea. They've signaled they're going to step back. Putin signaled that the big strike's coming. Is that not another warning in North Korea?
It absolutely is a warning, North Korea, and they're at the point of no return. Again, like I said, the defensive kinetic algorithms have already been triggered. There's just no going back at this point. That's how war games go. But the public should not be surprised, or people should not be surprised. Look at his television show, The Apprentice, which is loosely based off the art of the deal. Each week, you fire an able-bodied individual who just wasn't quite able to do the job. So they criticize him for all these White House firings, but this was par for the course. This is brilliant. He's using them diplomatically for what they're worth, and he is going to act in his agenda at a strategic and high point in the battle. So this is.
But the question is, North Korea thinks they're being belligerent with the old system of appeasement. Don't they understand that the noose is being tied around their neck?
We have to realize that, you know, who is North Korea and what is North Korea? We're not seeing actual press conferences like other legitimate countries.
Hold on. Finish your point, Zach. This is important on the other side. We'll talk about when this strike may be coming. Can it be averted? Will China and Russia stand down?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I am sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I got like like 15 callers on the board. They're all amazing, I'm sure. And Zach's called him with good info before, but I don't just go off what he says he's doing. I've been telling you what the Pentagon sources I have are saying, what's coming out in the news weeks or months after I tell you. And they've been told, just be ready to hit North Korea. It's on. The policy of strategic patience is over. I remember Zach calling in 6 months ago, months before they came out and said, the policy of strategic patience is over. So Zach clearly, he's talked about it on air. He's out of the military now, but he has his sources there. And the point is, it's on. Because Kim Jong-un and his dad were bad, but they were under the control of China. Even Russia and China are backing off because Kim Jong-un is believing he's in power. But you were saying, Zach, who's really in control of Kim Jong-un from your sources? Because you've got Mattis and you've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, and others saying, basically, one more threat, we're going to attack you. But don't worry, we won't totally annihilate your country, is the quote. That's the actual threat is. The only way, from my military studies, to deal with a militarized state like this, you've got to hit all their targets, and only tactical nuclear weapons are going to do that. So if you don't decapitate them, they're not giving up. It's not like Iraq or something. This is a real cult of communism with heavy weapons. Don't you have to destroy them all with nuclear weapons right up front?
Yeah, that's conventional wisdom, but let's remember two things right at the top. You have Trump putting out a strategic tweet saying, fire and fury like the world has never seen. And then you have Kellyanne Conway doing the rounds in the media this morning on the Sunday shows saying, you know, we're not going to televise or put our plan out there, you know, beforehand. Who knows? You've alluded to, and military members understand the type of technology that we have. If it's nuclear, it will be limited and it will be strategic. It will be done.
Sure, but it's well known. There's all sorts of particle beams. There's all sorts of radiation weapons.
Fire and fury like the world has never seen. Very telling. So we know they exist. They've just never been used in conventional warfare because we haven't had a capable enemy. So, and Kellyanne Conway is doing the rounds saying, we're not going to put out what we're going to do. It's going to happen, and you're going to get a press conference on it when it's all said and done, and we're sending troops to the area to contain it. The South Korean troops are going to be willing and ready, and it's going to be a massive effort to take in North Korean refugees in this plan because that's their only path forward. We can back them militarily, but the Chinese and the Russians are worried about these migrants coming over who know nothing and are brainwashed. There's a contingency plan in place, and it's bigger than everything. It's not like, you know, these things were thought of 1 month, 2 months, whatever, but even our own media was tricked by Hillary Clinton not being elected.
Let me ask you this. Why did the globalists then give them the nuclear weapons and the missiles? I get to use it as a crisis and excuse for the U.S. to be there, and then now the Frankenstein they built is going crazy.
It was going crazy, but it was going completely perfect. It was going completely, you know, completely to plan. They had the Clintons in, they had Cheney in, they had Obama in, and by all conventional wisdom, as far as the mainstream media is concerned,
it was a sellout of America. North Korea would be used as the chess piece, the pawn for us to lose Asia.
And they vastly underestimated the win of Donald Trump. And now you have a guy not only who was an underdog who won, but who's a guy who's not going to put up with it, who told Jeb Bush in one of the debates about 9/11. So he knows the deep state. He knows.
Oh, you noticed Jeb dropped out the next day.
Yeah, it's no coincidence. So when you see these White House appointees leaving and the people criticizing it, it's not strategic. We're using them diplomatically for what we could salvage. First year, salvage. Second year, savage. In second year, you're going to see him coming through. He even hinted to it in some of your interviews when he says, you know, not in the first couple months, but give me some time and I'll get back on and you'll be very proud of me. And from a military perspective, it's not like we're just operating in a vacuum and we don't know what's going on, okay? Listen,
well, you know, it's that interview and our private discussions that freaked the globalists out so much, because it's not like he realized who our audience was. He was like reporting to the audience that he was reporting for duty. That's what was so powerful about it.
So now what we have is individuals who are trying to wipe their hands clean and run away. But what we still have as a result of that is a out of control, psychotic, just brain dead, brainwashed North Korea, which is a reality, and they will be used as the biggest suicide mission on the planet. They think suicide bombers and trucks running into crowds are a problem. If they trigger this thing, we are going to respond with fire and fury, like was spoke about by the president. But it's going to be
Suicide mission. The South Koreans admit they've got a huge group of troops ready to go in physically to all the bases. So I guess they've got troops ready for a suicide mission.
They're ready for it. We're ready for it. You have to read into the words, fire and fury like the world has never seen. So there's a lot of people who are, and I see them doing the Sunday shows talking about nuclear fallout and the Mars soul. Listen, nobody knows what we have. This stuff is classified, and our military is capable. Make no mistake, it will be deadly. It will be bloody. But, this is literally the beginning of a revolution by all, stretches of the imagination and eventual.
What do you make of the Russians and Chinese starting to back down? You think they will back down?
Well, like we spoke about many months ago, with the deal that was signed in Syria, we gave Putin Syria, and we're both handling ISIS. And
exactly, the deal's already been made. Thanks for the call. Great points. I got to get to other callers because they're all. But here is Mattis and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, just a few hours ago. Here it is.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We had a small group national security meeting today with the president and the vice president. About the latest provocation on the Korean Peninsula. We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the allies are ironclad. Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam, or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming. Kim Jong-un should take heed of the United Nations Security Council's unified voice. All members unanimously agreed on the threat North Korea poses, and they remain unanimous in their commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Because we are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Secretary Mattis, do you believe they've got a...
So that is a major escalation in rhetoric from a guy that had been trying to have olive branches. Let's go to Sean in California on North Korea's nukes. Got about a minute and a half, Sean. Go ahead.
Hi, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Pleasure to speak to you. I got to tell you, I think that the president's handling it with, the best notion that he could. I mean, if they do try to do anything crazy or have any sort of rhetoric that they're going to bomb us, I feel that he has to do it with crazy fire, as he's saying.
Yeah, it's a giant arm camp. You have to wipe them out if you do hit them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you leave at least one that just has just the ability to keep, progressing what his ideology was, I mean, we're going to have just another whole problem.
Well, you got mobile trucks with medium-range missiles everywhere. They're going to start hitting South Korea and Japan, and the global stock market's going to tank right there. So I'd love just another communist nightmare that's been wound up and our own government arming it, the damn commies that we've got burrowed into our government, just another sickening, America can't have too much power. Let's prop up some communists. That'll be a counterbalance because communism's so sexy. Great point, Sean. We're going to come back and I'm going to rampage. I'm going to just shut up your comments. Boom, 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 boom. And tomorrow and Tuesday and then right through, we're going to have open phones because it's just all kicking off. News Wars. Newswars.com is the new site. It loads really fast. It's an updated modern version.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, Chris,
live
get ready.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Chris in Indiana. Chris in Indiana. We're going to you right now. Go ahead on North Korea. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Hey. Been listening to you for 7 years. How you doing today in Texas?
I'm doing all right. You've been very patient putting up with me. Thank you.
Oh, no. Hey. Happy Labor Day weekend. I was just going to say about George Orwell. I got a list of books right here. I got them in my hand right now. People have to stop. I mean, don't stop. Read 1984 Animal Farm, but George Orwell, the man, Eric Blair, has so many more books than that, and it's called The Road to Wigan Pier, Homage to Catalonia, coming up for air. Burmese Days and my favorite, Keep the Expeditionary Flying. Man, and North Korea. Damn, man, that guy is going off. I agree immediately. Hey,
No, but I agree with you about, but Orwell clearly became a leading anti-communist, anti-socialist before he died, saying he learned it was just as bad as fascism. So the Huffington Post, from your own research, would you agree is wrong, claiming he would be an Antifa today?
Of course. Of course. course you would be Antifa. I mean, how much to Catalonia? You read that book. I've called in before, like 2 years ago. I said that he was...
I remember reading it, the way he talks about communists and socialists and how he realized the fascists were evil and that he was working for evil.
Exactly. But, I mean, you talk about... You read that book, just people... When you're talking about George Orwell, you were talking about earlier, I was like in tears because so many people are talking about like, oh, Animal Farm, 1984. George Orwell wrote so many more books than that. Like, so many people associate those.
I know, I got addicted with his writing. I think I read everything he ever wrote. You know, a lot of them are essays, so there's like seven or eight readers out that have got his stuff. You go to Paul Watson's channel right now. He's got the George Orwell would have supported Antifa. He turns it to a total joke, but that's what the scumbags over at the Huffington Post, the George Soros rear end, are saying. Thank you, Chris. Okay, who is up next here? Philip? Let's go to Philip, calling from Naperville, Illinois. Philip, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. It's an honor and pleasure to speak with you. I've been trying to reach you since 2007.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, so go ahead.
I want to first start by saying I'm one of Trump's rescues, shall we say. During the Haitian earthquake, I went to Haiti to try to lend aid with my volunteer ambulance corps and wound up being airlifted by the president when he wasn't president.
Amazing.
That was story was told on Breitbart. My wife is completely unemployed right now. She's a victim of the H-1B visa program. And my health is a wreck. Where do you go with that? You know, I'm in rehab now for medical reasons. I go to a medical rehab.
Well, you know, Trump's trying to get the economy going, 3.0 growth rate. I mean, definitely going in the right direction. What is it like for you in economic troubles to see the globalists, the Republican establishment, the Democrats doing everything they can to try to block it?
Well, I'm very angry, but the main reason for the call is to talk about North Korea, certainly, and to talk about... what we could do to better this nation.
Sure. Where do you think North Korea is going?
I think what's going to happen is China has to get off the pot, shall we say. I think Russia has to take a few steps back, say this man is a despot.
I think that's already happening. I think that's happening.
At first I thought we were going to have to lose Guam, but I'm not at that point anymore. I think in another few days it'll be right on the diplomatic front. I really do.
No, I hear you. Let's hope that's the case. I mean, I hope North Korea backs down and stops trying to nuke its neighbors. Thank you, Philip. Good to hear from you. God bless. Okay, let's continue here. Joe wants to talk about Congress threat. Mad Christian wants to talk about central bank. We got more Korea calls, too. I said I'm taking Korea calls, so I'll go to the others in a minute. But John in Wisconsin on North Korea. And the hydrogen bomb test they did yesterday and their threats to blow up Tokyo or Seoul, South Korea. Again, are we supposed to just roll over to this? And why do the Clintons and the deep state give them the reactors to create the material to create the bombs? What do you think, John?
I think we should get China and Russia and Japan and South Korea to form a coalition and go in there and take them out without using nukes, because nukes is not the answer. It causes too many problems. If you use nukes on North Korea, you're going to lose South Korea. And who knows what all that radiation is going to do to the reactors in Japan that are not working.
I hear you, but there's other weapons, and they've got low-yield weapons that dissipate pretty quickly, but... I hear you. It's measuring how bad's the damage if you just do a normal strike and then the North attacks the South and then kills millions versus knocking their military out. But, you know, the U.S. is the only folks that have dropped atomic bombs on people, so people shouldn't question our resolve. Thank you, John. It is an amazing time. I want to hear from all of you. I'm moving quickly. I apologize for that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mad Christian, then Joe in Indiana. Mad Christian in the great volunteer state of Tennessee. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, my friend?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, first, let me congratulate you on your newborn. That's good stuff right there, is it not?
Absolutely. I have got three children, my previous wife. She divorced me, left me. I've got a great, wonderful wife, and I got a new baby, and it's a real blessing. It really makes you mad about nuclear war, though, when you got a baby.
Well, that's really why I was calling in. There's no nuclear war. Everybody needs to chill out. Kim just needs to take his central bank. Then we can move on to Syria and Iran, and everything will be fine.
So you think of Kim Jong, and I get you. We got globalists that are bad and corporate systems that are corrupt, but North Korea is its own little special demon. And I've really, like, our elites want to be evil. Kim Jong-un is what they want to grow up to be. I mean, he's a real little bastard.
Without a central bank, though.
It is true the globalists down the road want to conquer that place, but what I'm getting at is Kim Jong-un, I mean, North Korea is a horrible place.
I agree. But I think they will take their central bank and North and South Korea will reunite. And then they'll have the greatest Navy the world's ever seen for the coming invasion of America with the Chinese and the Russians.
We'll see what happens. I appreciate your call, Mad Christian. Okay, let's go to Indiana. Let's talk to Joe in the Indiana area. Go ahead, evil flyover country Midwesterner. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. You're doing a fine job presenting the North Korea problem. Personally, I believe that it's not as big a threat as what we have here at home. As you have well reported, we have major government figures saying we need to kill the president and overthrow the government. That's the greater threat right now. And I do not see Jeff Sessions doing his job arresting people for threatening the life of the president. And you know that going back as far as you can think, anytime anybody threatened the president...
I've never heard of anything like this. You've got public conspiracy to kill the president to create confidence, and they say a whole plan's happening the next month. I agree. It's totally insane. I don't want military coup. I don't want to arrest these people, but you can't have them on CNN with former CIA deputy directors in assassination teams saying, we're going to kill the president. It's like saying, we're going to kidnap your kids and molest them. Somebody's got to do something.
Exactly right. And what we're dealing with here is a cult of Judas people. These people are the worst Judases ever.
No, I agree. The whole country's surrounded. All the president's doing is trying to restart our heart, and they're trying to stop him when all he's done is good.
I have the answer for him, how you fight this and rally the base and really activate the info war, and that would be for him to target all these Judases and say, we're not waiting until 2018 or beyond. We're going to have recall elections now.
I agree. That's the peaceful way is for patriots to start recalls. It always starts grassroots because they're calling for violence. They're calling for war. What do we do peacefully to stop these people? I agree. I'm going to announce it tomorrow, tonight. Yeah, I agree with you. God bless you. Last caller. I'm sorry the other callers, Mark and Keith and others, call me back. Weekday transmission starts tomorrow, 11 a.m. Yeah, we got to start recalls. We got to go after the John McCains, all of them. We got to go after them because they are out of their minds. Pray for peace on the Korean Peninsula. Pray for world peace, period. And hopefully I'll see you back tomorrow. Great job to the crew. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Newswars.com. MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.